letters of the Rebbe in volume 16. This is letter number 5,824. Baruch Hashem, the fifth day of Marchesh Vun Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. Shalom Avrocha. So the Rebbe says, after a very long interruption, I got your letter dated the 26th of Tishrei. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you don't mention in your letter how you utilize these days of will of the month of Tishrei. Those are called Yimei Yiratzen. They are special days in which Hashem shows His will for the people, and it's good opportunities. And you don't write about how you utilize it. And the Rebbe says, it's understood, you should self-understood. I don't mean just personally, you as an individual, how you utilized it, and that's mainly how you influenced the many, your impact on the many, that God has granted you, graced you with a power of influence from the divine supervision. You must bring this out openly. In actuality, take your talent of influence into practical, and the Rebbe says, I want to hear what you did, how you utilized it. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you will fill me in the next opportunity, how things went. Now, he asked the Rebbe specifically some questions, which chapter of the Tanya or some of the other Hasidic Sefarim to include in the program that he was, I guess, preparing to teach or whatever. So what to do? So the Rebbe says, I'm sure you have by you, or you can find by the Anash, by the Hasidim in the Holy Land, the latest editions of the Tanya, also the Torah Or, the Derech Mitzvah Secha, the Shari Oiro, those are the Sephorim. From the Mittler Rebbe, from the Tzemach Tzedek, from the Alter Rebbe. In these books, there is a index of the topics. And over there, you'll find the answer on your question as regards to the topics that you write. So you'll see from these Svarim which to incorporate in your program, because those are the topics you're dealing with. And also, you can look and find new topics if you want to include them in this program. Okay, so basically he's asking the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, your program's this, what you're talking about, look in the index, and that's the way to incorporate those parts from the Tanya, the other Sforim the Rebbe mentions in your program. He also asked the Rebbe to give him a direction of how to study. So the Rebbe says, that's not something across the board, because that depends on the character of the person's soul, his talents of each individual. There's not a one size fits all. Each individual is different. It also depends how much of your time you dedicate for study. So the Rebbe says, for this, you should consult specifically with those who are in your community, who know you, and they can advise you, and you can detail for them all these details that you mentioned, and they can advise you how and what the style, what's the derech, what's the way you should be studying. So basically the Rebbe said, that's the people over there. And the Rebbe said, but there is one general point, which is actually equal for everyone. That is, both when you're learning the revealed part of Torah and when you're learning the hidden part of Torah. You have to learn it first quickly, just to go through the topics. And then, that's called lemigras, and then also to learn the yuna, meaning intently, to take apart and slowly and analyze and understand what you're learning. So first to go over the material quickly, and then to concentrate on Li'yuna. Because also the first part of just to cover ground, just to the overview is very important in order to acquire enough knowledge, both in Nigla and Nister, at least on a superficial level. You need to just acquire get yourself familiar with the various different knowledges, both in Nigla and Nister. So, while the Rebbe is not giving him a very specific direction to learn, and the Rebbe says to consult the people over there, but he does say, generally, you have to divide it into two parts, one to cover ground, I guess, lemigras, and the other one to more intently decipher and go through it in a way. And the Rebbe also tells him which books to include, svarim, by the topics. Now, he wrote to the Rebbe another issue he has, is while he says, I get passionate, but then it passes after a short while. You know, I guess he learns, he gets inspired, but he loses it after a short while. And therefore, the Rebbe says, it interferes with his service, I guess, that he can't stay at that level, that inspiration. I guess maybe he shouldn't get excited. How to not get excited? The fact that he gets excited and then he loses it, that actually interferes with him. So the Rebbe says, well, getting excited is good. On the contrary, the Rebbe says getting excited and passionate on their own, you should utilize it for Kedusha. But, you know, your excitement gets you to a high, then you can't focus or concentrate because you're all worked up. But the Rebbe says you need to sort of control or harness that excitement and that the passion when you're learning inside, looking at the text, or you're learning with a chabura, so then the letters that you're reading or the friends you're learning with, they hold on, they stop you, they refrain you, they basically restrains that excitement, and they don't allow to just, you know, go ahead and fulfill your obligation on a superficial level alone. So basically, I guess the issue is you get excited and then you can't really learn it through intently. The Rebbe's excitement is good, but you got to sort of harness it. You got to restrain. And when you learn inside or with a chabura, the letters and the chabura, they sort of restrain you. And they won't allow to just superficially, because you have to go through the words or you have to explain it or learn with the chabrusa. But the main thing the Rebbe says, it is the same thing that is true in all areas of Kedusha. You need to put in effort. When you put in effort, then you are guaranteed, then we're guaranteed that you will find. Your guide to Matzosa, when you work hard, you'll find. So it's not, you know, you just want it to happen. These challenges, you have to struggle. And when you struggle, Hashem will help you. You'll succeed. Okay, so that's the other thing that the Rebbe is writing to him about, how to balance his excitement and then with trying to learn and concentrate on his learning. But the other thing is, as the Rebbe writes, is Rebbe thinks that he should find a shidduch and get married. So the Rebbe says, and this that you write, your answer, your excuse, that how come you have been delayed up till now in matters of a shidduch, the Rebbe says that's not satisfactory at all. At all, at all. I don't accept it, the Rebbe says. Einem asbia rotzin doesn't really satisfy my wishes that I want you to get married with all your excuses. First of all, it is a great mitzvah according to the Shulchan Aruch. And that is important to every situation of human activity. And, you know, the rabbis say, anybody who is without a wife is without blessing. Is without blessing. And over there, also in the sages, they say many things that you are missing out when you're not married. That's one thing. And the reasoning that you write, so most of them, they come to justify the lack of energy needed in matters like this. In other words, you're excusing yourself, how come you're not working so hard in order to achieve this? Because these matters require a great energy. And to use the language of our sages of blessed memory, they say it needs to be like a person who is searching for something he lost. Because, you know, it says that she was a limb of the limbs of Adam, Chava, his wife. And when you're looking for a wife, you have to look something that was yours that you lost, and then you put an effort to look after it. And so the Rebbe is not happy with what the fact that he has not yet, doesn't accept his excuses, not yet found his shidduch. And the Rebbe says, it's obviously, I don't have intention to give you musar, to rebuke you, but just to wake you up and to illuminate you, that you must work at this very important matter with the greatest of energy. And to be particular on the main, the secondary matters shouldn't really bother you. The main thing in the shidduch, you should go and concentrate on the main, on the ikar, not on the secondary. So then Hashem succeeds that also the secondaries are found, are there, exist. So you concentrate on the main, and then the secondaries will come, they will still succeed you. The Rebbe is also, so the Rebbe wants him to do a shidduch and work at it, as somebody, as a quote from the Gemara, looking for something that they lost. The Rebbe is also attaching, enclosing a copy of the general letter for the Pastor Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe says, it is my hope that you'll be able to utilize the contents in your activities in general, and also fitting to the points of previously, specifically utilize that Rebbe's letter over there, which I don't know exactly what it says there, whether the Rebbe means to influence others or it means about a shidduch, but the Rebbe says in the above, and the Rebbe concludes looking forward for good news, for good news. So here the Rebbe addresses several inyanim, several aspects to utilize, to write to the Rebbe how to utilize his influence, and the Rebbe advises him where to get the sefarim that he's looking for, his program, and the style of learning. The Rebbe says depends on each one. The Rebbe talks about learning things superficially first and then also getting more intently involved. And the fact that he gets excited and then he doesn't know, the Rebbe says you got it. And he says you have to control that, and it takes work. And the Rebbe says, learn with chavrusa or inside, so the words restrain you. And the Rebbe again encourages him very strongly about finding a shidduch. Rebbe says, quotes from the Gemara, and there's many more things over there, how important the shidduch is. And, okay.